You become a moral monster. I'm going to say that again. You become a moral monster. I read yesterday your tweet. Now, you'll forgive me for not getting it verbatim correctly. But you said, not me, you said in that tweet yesterday, Israel is indiscriminately bombing hospitals, bombing schools, killing civilians. You said that. Now, when you oppose a ceasefire at this point, you are in effect and in fact. You are in effect and in fact giving Israel carte blanche to continue to indiscriminately target the civilian infrastructure and the civilian population of Gaza, 1 million of whom, or 1,100,000 of whom, are children. You have become a moral monster. And don't say, of course I oppose that. Of course you oppose that. And you think Israel will stop doing that because Bernie Sanders tells them to? You think all of a sudden now they're going to cease targeting hospitals with the plural, hospitals? You think they're going to cease targeting ambulances? Do you think they're going to cease targeting civilian dwellings? 42% or more of the housing, the homes of these people, 70% of whom and their descendants already lost their homes in 1948 and now lost them again. The 50% who are children no longer have a roof over their head. The little toys that they had, the family pictures that they kept, everything now in rubble. And buried beneath the rubble, there are still thousands of children. And you just gave the green light to continue the destruction of Gaza. 'Twas a people midst the crashing fires of hell. And now 'tis a people amidst the crashing of fires of hell. With the stamp of approval from Bernie Sanders. What a pitiful shame.